from the New Zealand Initiative, a research fellow from there, is Dr. Patrick Carvalho. Patrick, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Peter.
And thank you for waiting for a little time until we have worked through our calls today. So let's get some reaction from the New Zealand Initiative. Firstly, let's tell us about, let's reiterate what you guys are. You are a think tank that offers comments on various government policies, I suppose is the best way to describe you. Is that right?
Indeed, we are non-partisan think tank that tries to offer, you know, better solutions for our problems. And there are a lot of things that we can do to improve our prospects as a nation.
Okay, so the Tax Working Group report, which came out yesterday, the headline from the research note you've issued is the rate of a capital gains tax. And that's the thing that is the most disturbing to you, I take it, as far as that initial report is concerned.
I mean, it is hard to say what is the most disturbing aspect of the CGT as proposed, but we can start talking about the rates. As you mentioned, you're right about the rates are pretty high at 33%, the headline rate. That puts us in the top rank in international comparison, so just behind Denmark and Finland. And there are some good reasons why we shouldn't be on the top of that kind of top rank, right? Like we shouldn't be striving to punch above our weight on that particular fight category, because that will, frighten investments. And at the end of the day, if you want to grow as a nation, if you want to improve your living standards, you need to invest. You need to have the right incentives for an innovative economy.
So do you find it a bit bizarre that the Labor Party, which campaigned on a capital gains tax, I think in 2011 and in 2014, at about a 15% capital gains tax rate, is now wanting to put it at the highest marginal tax rate of 33%. So they lost heavily in a 15% campaign pledge, and now they want to basically double that rate. Okay, I know there were other reasons they lost those two elections, but you find it bizarre that a policy which has been firmly knocked back at a lower rate is now being put about at a much higher rate.
The problem is not just the top rate, which is really high for international comparison, but also that New Zealand is is recognizably a low-income tax threshold. So at $70,000 New Zealand dollars a year, you already are at the top of the tax brackets, and that makes that really has an impact on middle-income families when they try to invest for their retirement savings. So that really impacts not just the super rich or even the rich, it impacts the average Joe in the economy. And not only that, the problem with the current CGT regime as proposed, that there are very little concessions and exemptions. And the exemptions that there are there, they are really odd. And you were just mentioned about art. One thing that I have to say just for effect here is that art is an excluded asset in the current regime,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. And I understand that I share the same feeling that you have regarding art. I think art should be appreciated, should be for the betterment of the human evolution. But the matter of fact that art is a big business and people make a lot of money, especially the super rich, the wealthy people, they invest heavily on art because that's where the big money is. And you buy something that is $1 million today and in 10 years' time, especially after the artist dies, it becomes $20, $30 million. So you have like 3,000% of appreciation, capital gains there, that are currently not going to be taxed as proposed by the current regime. And at the same time, you have another weird exemption. I think that's very political, is regarding the family home, right? Nobody wants to get their family home with a capital gains tax, and I get that. But the problem with that exemption, that really distorts the market. And I can give you an example. So let's say, for example, that, you know, consider a middle-income family with $200,000 to invest. Should the investment money go towards a new rental property subject to CGT, to capital gains tax, or towards a larger family home that is, at the moment, is exempt? Probably if the idea is just to invest, to safeguard the money and to collect higher capital gains in the future, we will keep investing in a larger family home, even though probably it would be better for the economy and even for the investors in themselves otherwise to invest in a residential property.
Yeah, and this is the issue, that it is encouraging people to invest, as things stand at the moment, encouraging people to invest more and more in bigger family homes and not put it into startup companies, to take a punt in some private equity schemes, if you can get into that speculative or possibly highly productive aspects of the economy, sections of the economy.
Indeed, and if you can even go to extreme examples, which are not hard to imagine, but let's fathom that a couple, you know, wants to invest their money in property, and they choose to do it in a family home, and but they also have a batch, and they want to safeguard that batch without the residential property, without the capital gains tax. Theoretically, they could even divorce to get to claim two family homes.
Yeah.
So it's a perverse incentive of a law trying to disrupt the families of New Zealand. That's just one of the quirks of the new law.
Yeah. Patrick, I don't know about you, but I suspect that as proposed, this capital gains tax is politically unsuitable. It's going to be, any legislation that goes forward is going to be amended considerably from the particular recommendation that that came back yesterday. So I don't think there's a lot of things at this stage that the public needs to worry about in some of the suggestions, particularly at the high rate. I just think that politically it's got to change dramatically before it ever goes anywhere near being put into a bill for legislation. Don't you think that?
Well, let's hope so, but we should be concerned. We should be concerned with the risk of that, as proposed, the CGT regime comes into effect, because that would be very detrimental to the New Zealand economy. We don't want that. We want to, you know, prosper. We want to increase our living standards. So, and that's not a way to do it.
All right, Patrick Cavallo from the New Zealand Initiative. Thank you so much for your time this morning here on Magic Talk.